go there. I can't be around those guys. And she said, well, I'm going. You're not going to wreck my life anymore. I always am amazed, the active alcoholic male, how we're able to have these great women in our lives. It's unbelievable. I think that's probably what keeps the doors of Al-Anon open. Because amazing that as crazy as I was, and my girlfriend said, well, I'm going, you're not wrecking my life. Now, it's amazing that that's what she considered wrecking her life. She already had to drive me everywhere. She already had to take me to see my probation officer. But I said, well, there's no way I'm not going if you're going. But I tell that story because I lasted in that parking lot with my 86 or 85 days about 10 minutes. Because it was 90 degrees out, and I wasn't hanging out with people in AA. And there was a cooler with ice cold beer in there. Within 3 hours, where do you find me? I'm back in left field. I got a beer on the sideline because I can't possibly walk from left field to the dugout without having a nice cold beer in my hand. So I got to bring one out with me and leave it on the foul line. I got chewing tobacco in my mouth. That night, I say sayonara to my girlfriend and I'm out drinking with the guys all night long. The next day, I go back to the softball tournament. I play all day. We get eliminated. I go out to the Hamptons. That night, I get arrested for fighting. I mean, that was me at 85 days. I love the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I love it. But I'm not arrogant enough to tell newcomers, that you can have a spiritual experience in your first 3 weeks. There's a lot of wreckage to clear away. There's a lot of fog to get rid of the brain, to get out of the brain. You need to learn good habits. Join a group. Get active. Get a sponsor. Those things made sense to me. The last time I got sober, I had to go away for a while to pay back a debt to society. That's just the way it goes. That's what I was taught, that AA is not sanctuary. But there's a couple of things I want to talk about in the next 10 minutes that really, have changed my life. Number one, if I have a soapbox in Alcoholics Anonymous, it's people who bring meetings into correctional facilities. There's kind of some fallacy out there that if you've never been arrested or did time, sober inmates don't want to hear what you have to say inside. That couldn't be further from the truth. Actually, the truth is, people like me, we usually can't get back in right away. Usually our records prevent us from getting back in for a little while. I am thankful to the men who brought meetings into the correctional facility where I was. I'm also thankful that in October of 1990, I was in that correctional facility, and I heard a speaker say on a tape, sobriety time in jail doesn't count. Well, I have some news for that person. It does. And that if you've ever been a sober inmate trying to live a spiritual program inside a zoo, you will realize how hard it is to stay sober. And that every day, I'm not saying that your day here is less earned, but don't disrespect someone inside. But anyway, I didn't know anything better. I was crushed when I heard that. In fact, I went back to, I was in a minimum security by then. I was in a dormitory. And I kind of hated AA. And 2 weeks later, I walked into our library where we had our meetings. And we had a tape selection. And we were allowed to have a Walkman. I'm really dating myself. We're allowed to have a Walkman that didn't have AM/FM radio, but just had a cassette player so it wouldn't interfere with the guards' radios. And I walked in there and I looked down at that box. And on the top of the pile was a tape that changed my life, as much as he might not like me to say it. And it said, Tom I, Aberdeen, North Carolina. And for whatever reason, I picked up that tape. And I brought it back to my dorm, sat on my cot and listened to that tape, and heard the story of a man who was 23 years old and drinking and driving killed two people. And then became a warden. And then became like running a prison system. And that tape gave me the hope to keep going. And that's what speaker meetings are for. Like I said, you can't take someone through the steps at a speaker meeting. I came to speaker meetings to get hope. That day, I got it on a meeting on a tape. When I got out, I